Dear Bastard. Episode 5. Birth Control. Roxette is incarcerated while Rolene escapes to the sun. But nature always wins in the end.
Hello, my friends. Happy New Year. I hope you are well. I am so well. I have a feeling that 2020 is going to be a great one for all of us, and I will be more well than ever before. As I've mentioned to some of you, I am headed off on my annual winter retreat in search of myself and of the sun. Yes, I am just back from Cape Town, but as an African, I find that too many grim, grey days shrivel my soul, and a long weekend of self-care and self-love in the sunshine will restore it. I will jet off for Marrakesh tomorrow, and I will be back in a few days' time. In the interests of self and soul, I won't be checking my emails while I am away. From all of you, I need only one favour, someone to spend a little time with Roxette once a day so she doesn't sink into depression or urinate on my fabrics. I cannot go into detail for legal reasons, but she has been banned from the Cat Hotel and Spa in Steins and will therefore be the lady of the house for the weekend. I've left my spare key in the letter rack on the common area table, but to anyone who wants to volunteer, I'll be very grateful. Also, please try to keep an eye out for all other cats, particularly horny Stuart next door, as Roxette may soon be in heat again. Many thanks. I shall salute the sun on your behalfs, as the old saying goes. The sun is a teacher, and it's a lesson that we can all rise again. Most appropriate in this instance. Salutations and body heat, Rolene.
Dear Rolene, thank you for giving notice that you'll be away again for the next few days. There's nothing wrong with that in itself, even if you're just back, but your absence will leave yet another vacuum at the top of the residence hierarchy. The house rules, at which you're apparently now very familiar, require that you fill this void with a formally declared acting chair. Please do so, or Barry will be reappointed by default, and your failure to act formally noted. One more thing. If your cat still has not been spayed, lock her up. Best wishes, Jill.
OMG, Rolene, I am so jealous of you jetting off to Morocco. It's been on my list for ages, and the closest I ever got was a stag weekend in Gibraltar a few years ago. I can't wait to see your photos. Have a great time and see you when you get back. Cheers. Robbie XOX. P.S. everyone, interest in the flat is starting to pick up again. Hoping we'd make a fresh start after last year's various disasters. Rolene is right. 2020 is going to be great, and let's wipe the slate clean. I'll be in touch when a viewing is lined up.
Hello everyone. Rolene has asked me to step in, or hobble in my case, in her place. Her request will require some volunteers to help check on Roxette, as I am myself still struggling with stairs because of this bastard toenail. Barry, could you go down and make sure that Rolene's flap is appropriately sealed? Cheers, Trevor. Oh, P.S. I'm ordering in a avocado shop because I cannot go to the supermarket. I need to get over the minimum spend to get them to deliver it. Any requests will be entertained and we can settle up later.
Hey, neighbours. I would love to volunteer to take care of Roxette. I always wanted a kitty cat and was never allowed because my mom was allergic. So this is a dream come true. I'll go downstairs in the morning to feed her and cuddle her. Trevor, I appreciate the offer. Can you see if they have Reese's peanut butter cups, baby powder, and a 30-pack of Diet Pepsi? Let me know how much and I'll send you some money with a thank you card. Can I Venmo you or write you a check? God bless, Dana. Cat face, hugging face emoji, soda cup with straw emoji, dollar emoji, smiley face.
Dear Trevor, I too would be happy to help out with Roxette, our smallest resident. If Dana is doing the morning slot, I will swing by this evening for a smooth stroke on the sofa. And we'll send Rolene a self-face picture to keep her abreast. On the Ocado shop, Since Jill is still banned from Morrison's after her incident there, we could provide you with an extensive list. How high is the maximum spend? Yours sincerely, Barry.
Trevor, for the avoidance of doubt, I am not banned from Morrison's or any other supermarket for that matter. I have been advised by my doctor not to visit the car park or supermarket interior to avoid triggering an episode. Law enforcement was not involved at any point. Barry was on holiday at the time and is evidently still unclear about what happened. We do not have an extensive list for your Ocado shop, but the following items would be welcome. 1 jar of caraway seed, 1 tear and share chocolate chip brioche with creme patisserie, 2 2-litre bottles of apple tango, approximately 500 grams of potatoes, waxy and not floury. Best wishes, Jill. P.S. I will leave a shepherd's pie on your doorstep this evening. Don't tread in it. Sorry, roll in it.
Hello, my friends. Are you well? I am so well. I've arrived safe and sound in Morocco, and thank you for the kind offers to look in on my cat, Roxette. Jill, once again, I will not be spying my cat, but I have taken your advice and sealed my flap with sellotape, so she shouldn't get out in any event. Warm salutations and lots of love, Rolene. P.S. I'm already having very good luck bartering at the souk. Please let me know if there are any items you would like me to procure for the common area as a thank you for keeping an eye on Roxette. For example, a very striking orange and purple rug I saw would definitely add a splash of colour.
Hey neighbours, I went down to see Roxette this morning. She seems to be very content and has plenty of water, and her automatic feeder is working fine. However, the tape around the cat flap seemed to be loose. So I went back upstairs to get some good old-fashioned American packing tape. Hopefully that keeps it in place. God bless, Dana. Smiley face. Smiley cat face. US flag. Smiley face.
Dear fellow residents, minus Rolene. When I went down to the garden flat to say hello to our smallest resident, and to make sure that all was well in Rolene's home, I noticed that the cat flap, pardon the pun, was flapping in the wind. It seems your sellotaping skills are somewhat lacking, Dana, and that Roxette has managed to get out. I did a scout around the flat, but she must be in one of her hiding places. So I went into the garden to find a piece of wood, which I have used to keep the flap shut. The wood is too thick for Roxette to be able to squeeze her way out again. This should solve the problem of the cat getting out. Yours sincerely, Barry.
Barry, if she can't get out, how is she supposed to get herself back in? I've just seen her sitting on the front lawn, licking herself. Someone go out and get her. Cheers, Trevor.
Hey neighbours, I scooped up Roxette and brought her back inside. She's heavier than she looks. It must be all those scraps from Jill's Christmas feast. We need to have Rolene put her on a diet, or a teeny tiny treadmill. I refilled her water, fed her, tried to play with her, she ignored me, and because the apartment was kind of stuffy, I cracked the window. I checked, there's no way she will get out now. God bless, Dana. Smiley face. Cat emoji, smiley face. Smiley face.
All. Whoever has been interfering with Raleen's flap has not been doing a very good job. I saw Roxette yet again in the common area in the middle of the night this time. The cat is clearly able to get out of the garden flat somehow. Barry will go down this evening after songs of praise to make sure that she is locked into one of the rooms, and that will be the end of that. Best wishes, Jill. P.S. Dana. It's a wonder there were any scraps left after the surprise visitors you sprung on me. Could I also have my Pyrex dish back? Please tell me you did not allow the cat to use it.
Dear fellow residents, minus Rolene. When I went down to the garden flat after Songs of Praise, Roxette was no longer there. The cat flap is still in place, and I checked the window Dana left ajar, so there's no way a plump cat could get through. However, she must be in this house somewhere, as I did hear meowing in the hallway when I went back upstairs. Be on the lookout for our smallest resident. She's probably confused and will want to get back into her own flat. Yours sincerely, Barry.
Hey, neighbors. I hate to think of Roxette being confused and locked out, so I think we should organize a search party for her. I'm willing to go out into the backyard if somebody wants to help me. Perhaps somebody else could search the house? I need to be away, though, at 8 p.m., as I am giving a lecture and a one-woman recital at the local Plantagenet History Society, and I need to get a bus. I pray that we will find her in one piece. God bless, Dana. Worried face. Cat emoji. Lady detective emoji. They don't really have a double-decker bus emoji. Should I write the queen about that? LOL!
Dana, I'm happy to help you with the search party. If you take the garden, I'll take the interior of the property. And Trevor, if you could keep an ear out for any mewing, that would really help. She won't have gone far, I'm sure. Barry.
Hi all. I'm not getting involved in this paranoid cat farce. Rolene's pets are her own responsibility, and I've got enough going on without getting het up about an animal that should be able to take care of itself. This email is to notify you all that another viewer is coming to see the flat late tomorrow morning. This potential buyer is a young, professional, single man who likes our proximity to Crackenthorpe and the fast train to London. His name is Kenny Taylor, and he works for a big PR firm in town. Dana, please leave the door on the latch when you leave for class, and please put away any personal items that might cause embarrassment or offence. He isn't into animals, from what I understand, so make sure that Roxette is back in Rolene's flat and out of sight before they arrive. Barry and Jill, other than helping to keep the steps clear, please do not do anything to the common area. Your previous efforts have backfired, and I think it's time to give up. Thanks, Robbie XOX.
All. This is ridiculous. We do not need a search party for a cat. As I said before, if she can get out of the flat undetected, she can jolly well get back in. I have added Rolene back into the CC of this email. Rolene, despite the efforts of everyone here, your cat has been in and out of your flat like the Hokey Cokey. You failed to properly seal and secure your flat before you left, which is extremely irresponsible. I might add that on her exploits around the place, the cat has knocked over a planter on my balcony, and frankly, Rolene, I expect you to replace it. Best wishes, Jill. P.S. We don't need a purple and orange rug for the common hallway. However, if you do manage to see any lovely pieces of silk, I could turn them into a cushion and would greatly appreciate it. Something in a primrose yellow. You know my style.
You have one new message received today at 1:04 a.m.
Jill, I am not paying for your broken planter. If you had done your job properly and not put my cat out into the garden, she would not be jumping up onto your balcony. I picked you up something in mustard. It's a very vibrant and flattering colour, but we will test it up against the tone of your flesh on my return. I think you will like it. The question is whether it will like you.
Folks, writing in my capacity as the officially appointed acting chair of the Residents Association, I have observed your various emails, replies and protestations, many of which are contradictory and absurd. And I've come to a conclusion of my own as to how Roxette escaped the house. I would prefer to gather the four of you in my lounge to deliver my explanation, but my flat is somewhat cluttered at the moment, thanks to a backlog of unsold rare books. An email will do. All four of your accounts confirm certain fundamental facts. Roxette, we all agree, was inside Rowlene's flat on the afternoon our neighbour and chairwoman left for a sunny retreat, but was nowhere to be found by lunchtime the next day. We have all agreed that the key was left on the letter rack by Rowlene, then apparently removed, and then returned after the point at which it seems Roxette vanished. During the intervening evening and night, I myself heard two entrances and exits of the downstairs flat, both of which involved the use of a key rather than force. Robbie had every incentive to contain Roxette within the flat, not to let her out, and to my knowledge, he has never so much as ventured onto Rowlene's front patio. Barry and Dana, meanwhile, may have indeed botched their attempts to fix the flap, unsurprisingly in both cases. There is no reason that either would have done it deliberately. And their visits to the flat came after the cat's last sighting. Jill. As someone who openly resents the presence of an unspayed cat and routinely finds themselves awake at odd hours and was familiar with the location of the spare key, you have both the opportunity and the motive to tamper with the cat flap from inside the basement flat in the dead of night, at the point when this saga began. I note too that you were the only resident who claims to have seen Roxette in person outside the house since Barry's visit to Rowlene's flat on Saturday. When I asked you to elaborate on these tall tales in person, you regaled me with an implausible forensic level of detail. It was frankly a performance, one that smacked of overcompensation for a guilty conscience and a furtive heart. As far as I'm concerned, this one is open and shut. Since we don't know where the cat is, and Rowlene is returning tomorrow night, only one question remains. Will you tell her, Jill? Or shall I? Yours in judgment. Trevor McNamara.
Trevor, CC Daphne Fairclough. I think you've spent too long cooped up in that flat and frankly, you could do with some fresh air. I'm considering taking action against you via the solicitor. You can relate your conclusion to Raylene if you'd like, but that will only put you in further legal jeopardy. Meanwhile, I have once again awoken to find cat feces on my balcony. This is both disgusting and reassuring. Wherever the cat is, she cannot be far away. Please be watchful and keep a J-cloth handy. Best wishes, Jill. P.S. Trevor, I wasn't the only person to see that animal on the lawn. I believe you saw her through your window, and Dunna returned her to Raylene's flat. Or so she says.
An update for everyone. Kenny will not be buying the flat. This is because after Dana left the door on the latch, Roxette somehow entered the flat and gave birth to 5 kittens in the living room. I am disgusted, and so was he. Entering a potential new home to find a matted, sweaty cat panting with exhaustion and surrounded by bleating kittens and placentas would put anyone off. So would the hideous quilt she used as a birthing mat. I have put Roxette, her kittens and the quilt in a large box next to the radiator, which is more than any of them deserve. Dana, when you get home, take them down to Rowlene's flat. I do not want to see them again. How the hell did this happen? Cheers, Robbie XOX.
Hey Robbie, I knew that we would see that cat again. And what a wonderful miracle that I saw more than one furry face looking up at me when I got back from college. This is why we pray. For miracles. However, that quilt that you put them on was my grandmother's Minnesota quilt, where each female member of my family has sewn a different square onto the quilt, which has been passed down through the generations. Granted, I am from a family of boys, and there are only 3 generations, so there are not many patches on the quilt. But it still means an awful lot to me. This is gross and wrong. I expect you to get this dry cleaned ASAP. Dana. Angry face, cat emoji, cat emoji, cat emoji, cat emoji, cat emoji. Smiley face.
Hello, my friends. Are you well? I am so well. It's wonderful to be amongst you again. I return to our happy home feeling refreshed, rejuvenated, and if I say so myself, beautifully tanned. And what a joy of joys to find that 5 tiny hopeful lives have begun quite unexpectedly in my very own flat. I can tell that my joy at this event is not universally shared. Thanks to various curt remarks, shrugs, sniffs and rolled eyeballs, I am aware of an atmosphere around the house that I'd like to dispel. To that end, I invite you to an uplifting soiree and kitten cuddle party in my living room tomorrow night. I will serve savory vegetarian snacks and a Moroccan merlot, and we can welcome our new residents with the warmth they need to feel in their earliest days. Whatever it is that has come between you in my absence, I do not know. The circumstances of the kitten's conception and birth do not need to concern us now. As my favorite philosopher, Friedrich Nietzsche, once said, one must have chaos in oneself to give birth to a dancing star. Words that could not be more apt at this time. Salutations and celebrations, Rolene. P.S. I do not intend to keep these kittens for the long term, and I'll be selling them once they are old enough to thrive elsewhere. I will be holding viewings in the coming weeks. Should any of you wish to make an offer, let me know.
Barry Fenlon was played by Lewis Moore. Jill Fenlon was played by Sophie Handy. Robbie Gold was played by Rory Matheson. Dana Gustafson was played by Maggie Marie Casto. Trevor McNamara was played by Sebastian Romaniuk. Rolene Van Aus was played by Lorian Clements. Follow us on Instagram and Twitter, search for Dear Bastard Podcast, or follow the Linktree links in the episode bio. And please leave us a review wherever you get your podcasts.